And that was the background music there of Larry Rezavian is Out of Tone Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, program number 272 in that continuing series. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial. And streaming on the World Wide Web, yes, broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are CASM. And like I said, it is our 272nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 25 degrees cloud cover here in central Minnesota. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Roger Schultz. Roger, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'll say good morning, although we're about 10 to 1.
And you are where? Where do you make your winter home?
Okay, we are in Winter Haven, Florida. We got 78 degrees right now. Oh, I don't want to rub it in too much.
Yeah, I think you're kind of separate.
But anyway, Winter Haven lies right between Tampa and Orlando. You heard of the I-4 corridor they always bring up during elections.
Sure.
And we are on that corridor about equidistant from Tampa and Orlando.
All right. And that's where you spend your winters in that area?
Well, we do make trips to Hawaii now and then.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how long you been doing this now, Roger? I would assume it's retirement life?
Yes, I would say 20 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay, so maybe yeah. Even before you retired, huh?
We first came down and we had a whole belt or double wide belt in over 55. So we were the young bucks then,
okay.
You know,
uh-huh.
50-some. Now we're on the other end of the scale.
But you're still in good health? You're still able to travel and everything?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Life has been good to you.
Right.
And you are married? You have your wife with you?
Yes, she's here.
Uh-huh.
We've been married 56 years.
Wow. And taking care of one another, then. That's the way it's meant to be.
Yeah, it seems she's taking more care of me, though, than I am of her, which is okay. Yeah. I don't mind.
Absolutely. Now, did you guys have any kids?
We had one daughter,
uh-huh.
Linda. And they've been married, 25 years now.
Or really?
More. And where? And they're in Palm Springs, California right now.
Oh, okay. So all of you guys kind of got away from the cold weather then, huh?
Yes. Yeah, we love coming back. We come back in May,
mm-hmm.
and spend our time in Chautauqua,
okay.
Wisconsin.
Very good. I think the last time we visited with you, you were maybe at home in Chautauqua at that time.
I think we were.
Absolutely, yes.
And we're originally from the Twin City area, and we had a home. The last home we had was in a town called Howard Lake.
Oh, yeah.
That's not too far from you guys.
No, that's right. That's in our listening area. You bet. Well,
right.
Well, good. Roger, if I may ask, what did you do for an occupation when you were working on the workforce? Did you just do music or did you do something else?
No, music was just at the, I would say, the early part of my life. But then I was lucky enough, I got hooked up with the Chrysler Corporation.
Oh, yeah.
And I was with them 32 years.
Oh, yes. Okay. Very good. Well, born and raised then, you said, was in Minnesota?
No, we were born and raised in Appleton, Wisconsin, Iowa.
Okay, very good.
My wife is from a little town called Arcadia.
Oh, yes. Okay, very good.
Home of the Arcadia Friars.
Uh-huh. Yes, well, yeah, we sell chickens at our meat market, and we've had those Arcadia Friars on
there. I'll bet you have.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they got bought out, I believe, by Plump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's getting bigger, consolidating nowadays, that's for sure.
Yes. So. But you stay small. It's a good product.
Uh-huh. Well, so, you know, your claim to fame maybe is getting to play with the Whoopi John Band. Take us back to those years. How'd you get started in music, and how'd you get wind up in the Whoopi John Band?
Well, music was easy. My dad played accordion, and he had his own band for all the years that I can remember. And in a way, I fell in love with the instrument just watching him play. And so when I got to be about, I think it was 10 years old, he insisted that I take private lessons. He never took a lesson in his life, but he could play any key, any kind of an accordion, whether it be concertina, button, or any kind, he could play it.
Okay.
With no, you know, with just by ear.
Sure.
But he wanted me to learn the right way, so I took lessons starting at 10 for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And I had two instructors that were, in those days, they were just top-notch.
Oh, really?
Jerry Galvin, they used to call him Rip. Jerry Rip Galvin. And now he played piano as well as accordion, because he did the nightclub circuit.
Okay.
And then the other teacher I had after Jerry was called, his name was Hank Splishell. Now, Hank was an artist and made several recordings, and he had a hit record back in the 50s called Spaghetti Rag.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I don't know if he wrote it or not, but so I was fortunate to get, I mean, just top-notch instructors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So then,
but you gotta still like the instrument if you want to get anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So you start out playing with your own band then, or your dad's band, or where did you all perform then?
Actually, when I first started, I'd say the first job I had was probably with some local band when I was maybe 16 or so, 15, 16. And then when I turned 17, I was a senior in high school, and Dick Metko came along.
Oh, yes.
And he needed an accordion player, and he was from out of Appleton, the Menasha area. And in a way, I ended up playing with Dick, and we had a very nice band. And I've got, in fact, I'm going to talk to you about maybe sending a couple of the recordings.
Well,
you might enjoy, and the people might enjoy listening to them. My sister and I made a couple of recordings with them, and then I did some vocals.
Awesome.
Besides playing with them.
Now, Dick was an accordion player too, so how did he need another accordion player? Did he always feature two accordions, or what was the situation there?
What he did was he played trumpet also.
Oh, I see.
So what they did, it was a six-piece band.
Uh-huh.
And so he would switch. He always had a trumpet player. And he would switch the second trumpet on the trumpet parts. And then on the two accordion stuff, we would do the Yankovic style.
Oh, yeah.
So we actually came out with two different styles of music.
Uh-huh.
By just adding the fact that he was that good. I mean,
versatile,
a man played fabulous accordion.
Oh, yes.
And he played trumpet well enough that, you know, he could double up on that. And so that helped a lot.
Now, Dick Metko played accordion for some time with Dick Rogers. Was that previous to him having his own band?
No, that was after.
That was after. Okay.
When I played with Dick Metko, his band stayed together maybe about another year, I think it was, maybe not much more than that. And that's when the music business was starting to kind of slide,
okay.
The ballroom dancing.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's when he decided to hook up with Dick Rogers. It's out of a Polish town in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And they made a good go of it.
Oh yes.
Dick originally came from I think I mentioned that to you last time, out of Green Bay, with the Lawrence Ducco band.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lawrence
wow.
Ducco had a great band. And I thought he was going to make it like Lawrence Welk did. He had female singer, male singer. You know, the accordion player like Myron off to the side.
And, yeah.
And, yeah, he had a great big band, about 15 piece.
Wow.
But he was on every Sunday out of Green Bay, but I don't know what happened there.
Uh-huh.
It just didn't continue, unfortunately.
Well, and it can be a difference in personalities. You know, we watch the Lawrence Welk Show every Saturday night on PBS. Comes on about 6:30, right? 6 o'clock, right after we get home from church, and Lawrence was such a professional promoter, wasn't he? Lawrence Welk.
Oh, I mean, my! Oh my! Yeah,
so much
and,
fun
and
to
and
watch.
You got
that.
To give him credit. He didn't bring anything on the show that wasn't excellent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you know, they had it was not somebody that wasn't polished. Boy, they came on his show. They had to perform.
Oh, my goodness. We've watched Lynn Anderson, you know, she kind of made her debut on the Lawrence Welk Show. Barbara Mandrell.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Some really, really big names. Did you ever get to meet this Joey Schmidt? He was a great accordion player. He was just a kid playing on that Lawrence Welk Show back in those years.
Yeah, no, I never did.
No, okay. No. All right. Did you get to meet Myron Florin at all?
Never met him. I went to see him a few times when he was still, you know, traveling with, you know, his own group.
Sure.
He'd entertain. I think I saw him last time in Milwaukee State Fair.
Okay, okay.
And then I saw him once at the German Festival in Milwaukee. He played there one time.
You know,
but yeah, he was a true maestro.
Oh my gosh! You know, it was guys like that would make somebody like me want to keep my instruments in the case, because you were just in awe of them, weren't you?
I know what you mean.
They do
some things.
Oh my goodness!
That your eyes get bigger than sauces. Mine do.
Absolutely. Well, Roger, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We want to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
That'd be great.
All righty. So, 'twas the week after Christmas when the St. Joe Meat Market sent out glad tidings for the new year with a boisterous shout. The stuffers were idle, the shop was bare, in hopes that New Year's Eve would soon be here. Sausages were nestled all snug in their buns, with visions of condiments lathered upon. With spices in the hopper and salt in the brine, all had settled in for the hopes of a sign that 2019 will bring happiness and everything fine. Now fennel, now pepper, now fibrous and linker, now scraper, now soaker, don't be a stinker. To the top of the rack, to the end of the hall, smoke away, smoke away, smoke away all. From the St. Joe Meat Market to those we wish to delight, a prosperous 2019 to all, and to all a good night. And that's to you from the Sausage Kitchen crew, Rich, Roger, Jesse, Tracy Steele, Mark, Ryan, Daniel, Jared, and yours truly, Cy. All of our other employees, management, and staff wishing you a happy new year, and you all come in and see us real soon. And Roger, for being our guest on the show, the St. Joe Meat Market, proud to put up one of those nice meat packages. And along with Chasm, we get that to you and hope that you enjoy it in good health. You've been here before, so you've had one of those. How did it work out for you?
Oh, everything that that you sent, I can't recall everything, but there wasn't anything that didn't get snarfed down on it.
Uh-huh.
It was very, very good. Very good.
We're proud to do it. It's just a little consolation package for taking time out to join us, and we sure appreciate folks like you. I hear it from the listeners all the time. They just love hearing about the old days, the stories and everything. So we never did get to how you tied on with the Whoopi John Band. When did that all come to pass?
It derived out of the Dick Metko Band when I was with them. And I think I had just turned 19.
Mm-hmm.
And the trumpet player that was on Metko's band, he had heard about an opening on Whoopi John's band.
Okay.
So he left Metko and he went to Whoopi John. It was, a better gig because they played almost every night of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, more better paying and so forth.
Sure.
So he took that job, and then it wasn't even, I don't think, 2 months later, I get a call from Whoopi John himself.
Really?
And they needed an accordion player, and this person that had left Metko's band, he was a trumpet player, Kenny Volk was his name.
Oh, okay.
He recommended that they call me and, give me a tryout. So that's what happened, and they were traveling in Wisconsin at the time at a little town called Sherry, Wisconsin, and I drove up from Appleton and sat in with them that night, and I think the next night they were in Watertown. And so I sat in 3 nights, they decided they'd like to hire me. So that was it. And so I was very happy to get on that band. It was exciting.
So about what year was that? Did you have any idea?
Yeah, 59.
59. 60. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
So Whoopi John was still in good health at that time? He was still running the band and everything?
He was not in good health, and he didn't play anymore.
Oh, okay.
But he still, of course, was the owner and the boss and so forth.
Uh-huh.
He had a lady managing it and doing the booking, and then his sons were with him. One was the drummer and one was the bus driver.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they had, when I came on, they had 10 musicians.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
do you remember?
Sax,
do you remember?
Two trumpets, trombone.
Do you remember the names at all?
Oh, that I do. Of course, there were changes. The band itself was starting to go younger.
Uh-huh.
Not just by me, but there were, I think, three that had just come out of service.
Okay.
So they were all in their early 20s.
Okay.
22, 3, 4, somewhere in there.
Sure.
Jerry Cadillac, Ron Nathurney, I think him and talked to.
Yep, both of them.
Out of Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Willie Stevenson was with him for many years, a trombone man.
Okay.
Orrin Hager, another trombone guy. Bob Schrepfer, who is in the Twin Cities yet and living.
Yeah.
And Frank Carefell was their tenor guy at that time. But they had a fabulous bass player, Gene Paulson.
Oh, that's who was
the bass player. And everybody talks about him to this day.
Uh-huh.
And he came out of the Army. And so he was one of the young guys, too. But
yeah.
It was a good, well-knit group.
Pat,
all got along, and it was fun.
Pat was on the drums yet?
Pat was on the drums, yep.
Oh, okay. Now, did you guys do any recording during your time with the band?
Yeah, I made 6 albums with the band. And then we did one more after Whoopi had died, and recorded at K-Bank Studio, where they did all the other ones, on mm-hmm. Decca Records.
Okay.
And that was the seventh one. So I made, they were all long playing,
sure.
33.
Oh, yes.
I'm giving my age away now.
Oh, boy, that must have been quite a thrill. Did you ever kind of pinch yourself and say, wow, how did I wind up with the Whoopi John Band?
Really. The experience of just on the tryout nights, the first set that they played, I'm sitting there and I just, the beautiful sound of a big band.
Yes.
You know, 10 piece around you with the trombone, trumpets, and saxes. Oh, yeah, I was taken in.
Well, I only got in on the tail end of it. The Whoopi John Band came up here to, several times up to the, it used to be the Lakeview Ballroom in Avon, Minnesota, and then later it changed to Dino's Lakeview Ballroom. But Vern Steffel was already running the band at that time. But still a quality sound and the big band. My gosh, I remember the first time they came in, the place was so full you couldn't hardly even dance. People just standing. and it must have been like it was years ago. People were such in awe of such a great band, huh?
Yeah, they were smart. They never changed.
Yeah,
you know, they kept the same arranger, Red McLeod. He wrote all the music, and he's the one. And in fact, he wrote all of the halftime shows for the University of Minnesota.
Oh, really? Wow.
Besides writing all the music for Whoopi John.
I knew I heard that.
You wouldn't associate them to, but he was that talented. That's what he did.
Yes, I knew I heard that name someplace. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And they kept the same number of men. They never cut back.
Uh-huh.
And the same instrumentation. And they lasted a long time.
Oh,
I think
they did.
Officially it was 75 years.
Uh-huh, 75. Wow.
Wow.
And
I remember them celebrating, yep.
You know, I've got recordings from Whoopi John from way back in the day. His grandson, Dennis Brown, out of Lakefield, Minnesota, got permission from the family to put a lot of those radio shows on CDs. So I think I've got some 30 CDs available from the Whoopi John Band. And, you know, when you listen to some of the early recordings, when Whoopi himself was playing, it's really squeaky because they didn't have the amplification and the technology back then. But when you
there's no comparison. I know what you're talking about. I've heard some of them recordings.
Yeah.
And you say, that's Whoopi John.
Well, and you know, when you get past the quality of the musicians was really good. It's just that they didn't have the fancy speakers and amplifiers like they have in the modern world. And as you listen to the music, you know, transcend through the years, it just got better and better. And then you must have been there pretty much then when Pat took over the band, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was shortly after that I came on.
Yeah, and Pat did a lot of singing. And
he had a good voice. He could sing in German. And he played the xylophone besides.
Yeah.
You'll hear some songs where it comes in very nice.
Now, he didn't front the band, though, like Whoopi did, huh?
I'm sorry?
He didn't front the band like Whoopi did then, huh?
No, he played all the time.
Okay. Now, did you get in on any of those jobs at the American House or any of those places?
All ended just before I got on the band.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they used to do a radio show and a TV show every week, and the one was from the American House, the radio show.
Yeah.
That was every week at the American House, and they had the radio announcer from WCCO.
Well,
and he actually doubled as he did a children's show.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name, but he became quite famous on that children's show. And
Axel.
Here's the guy that was the announcer for Whoopi John.
Axel and His Dog was the name of the show. Axel in the Treehouse.
There you are.
Yep.
You got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And his name was Clellan Card.
That's it. Clellan Card.
Clellan Card, and he was tremendous. And, him and Whoopi, they really worked together awesome. I mean, when you listen to those live recordings on those CDs, it is so entertaining. And that Clellan, he just had a quick wit about him. He could come up with the darndest things. And then, of course, Whoopi John would follow right along. And, it's entertaining to listen to all of those old radio shows. So,
yeah, we almost made it back on TV when I was on the band. I think the second or third year, John Deere wanted to sponsor.
Oh.
And they knew all about, the earlier shows they did.
Uh-huh.
And we made... We had all the management there, and we made a tape, and we also had the dancers. We had everything.
Uh-huh.
Just like, almost like Lawrence Welk.
Sure.
And then they found out Whoopi's health was not good.
Ah.
And they dropped the bucket right there.
Oh,
as
soon
my
as
goodness.
They
found that out. Yeah.
Wow.
That was too bad. It was all set to go.
You bet. Well, during those years that you were with them, though, you guys, that must have been your full-time work then, though, huh? Because you guys were playing like every day of the week, I believe, huh?
Yeah. They never used to get a night off except Christmas Eve, earlier years back in the 40s and 50s.
Uh-huh.
But when I came on, it was when Lent came around, then things eased off for about, 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Sure.
So we were all glad for the breather, believe me.
I can imagine that. But where did you play? Where did you find work then during, 5, 6, 7 days a week? Where did you all play then?
Oh, my God. I wish I had Ron Mattering, the fellow I talked about. He's a guy that just loves keeping records of everything. And he took pictures of every ballroom we played for every year he was on the band.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, I mean, you name it, if the place was booked, like, say, a Legion or something, he'd go down the street and book a Moose Lodge or something.
Oh, really?
And, they just were able to conjure up, enough. Uh-huh. And... It went a long time. It went long into the, I got to think back when I did leave in the early 60s.
Uh-huh.
I had to go in service.
Oh, yeah.
But then they continued on for, a few more years after I left. But,
sure.
And a lot of bands were having a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Staying in business and
ballrooms
were folding or burning down or turned into a roller rink.
For sure. Wow. So just great memories, though. And I just can't imagine in our world nowadays people going to a polka dance on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or something like that. But they would pack them in on those nights of the week, too, besides weekends, huh?
That they did.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, I couldn't believe it myself. But, we covered every little town in North Dakota, South Dakota, of course, Iowa, all of Wisconsin. Then we would drift out into Montana.
Uh-huh.
We went down to Kansas one time. So there isn't a town I don't think anywhere that I wasn't at. It was a good experience.
And
I wouldn't trade it for the world.
And you traveled by bus, I would imagine, huh?
Yeah, they had a big bus.
Okay, very good. Very
good. Yeah, each person had his own little cubby hole. It was a double seat, so he spent a few. Hours on the trail, I'll tell you.
Uh-huh. And Dennis was the bus driver then, his son Dennis?
His son Dennis was the bus driver.
Okay.
Dennis was just one of the greatest people you want to meet. He came out, there's another one, he came out of service, and he went in with his dad.
Okay.
And I don't know if he was the immediate bus driver, that I don't have recollection or memory of. But anyway, he was in the Air Force. He was a gunner in one of those bubbles on a bomber.
Oh, really?
What were they called? The B-42 or whatever.
With
those machine gunners that bubble out. Yeah, that was what he did in service.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. He can thank the Lord that he survived that. I don't know. Not too many came home from there.
Oh, no, for sure.
On that duty. Oh.
Well, after you left the Whoopi John Band, you're still playing yet till today is what you tell me, huh? So fast forwarding, did you play with any other bands then before you took up your own band?
Not really. You know, sporadic, maybe a little bit here and there.
Okay.
But nothing where it was week to week or, you know.
Sure.
After got married and we made our home in the Twin Cities, then I decided to get my own band together, and I had my own band for a little over 20 years.
Wow.
And in fact, I talked to you a little bit about it. I made a recording in 95, but it's on a tape. It's not on a disc, so I'm going to reissue it on a disc and then, you know, distribute it maybe.
Sure.
And get some help from you and some other radio stations.
Absolutely.
And, and it turned out real good. I used just four musicians with myself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very happy with it.
Well, good. That's great. And so today yet, you're still squeezing that accordion on occasion for various things?
On a very rare occasion now.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a little bit of age arthritis, I guess you'd call it.
Okay.
and it's starting to slow me down.
Uh-huh.
But I'm able to play keyboard. And that's much easier to sit at that. Rather than put that accordion on and pump back and forth.
You bet. Play for nursing homes or things like that, or where do you play?
No, just actually the local parks.
Okay.
You know the 55 and over.
Oh, that way. Sure.
And and then of course certain get-togethers, birthdays, anniversaries. You know, but not very often.
Perfect.
Yeah. A couple times a month is about it.
Well, going back to the Whoopi John Band, we're running down on time here, Roger, but going back to the Whoopi John Band, what was your favorite arrangements to play with the Whoopi John Band? Was there some that stood out in your mind?
On the band, the instruments?
Yeah.
Oh, I love trombone.
Did you?
They had a trombone player, Willie Stevenson, his name was.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, a pleasure to hear him.
Uh-huh.
We were fortunate enough that there was a change, and I wasn't in favor of it, but they did it, and they moved Willie off of the tuba, or the trombone, and the tuba. He could play tuba.
Uh-huh.
But we were lucky we got a trombone player that played as good. He had a beautiful sound. Orrin Hager. And now he can pick up the station. He's Wisconsin. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But that's where he is right now.
Oh,
but
okay.
Trombone, it took me off my feet the first time on the band.
Sure.
You know, that... Because not a lot of bands have trombones.
No.
You know, sax, trumpet, and bass, of course. But, I really liked it.
And I know what you're talking about, because during different arrangements, as I was listening to some of Whoopi's music this week, you hear that trombone come in for a solo. And, boy, it's got such a rich and mellow sound.
Isn't it?
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Just beautiful. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All righty. Well, we come to the end of the program, Roger. We're going to ask you, like we did last time, one special memory, one event, or anything that stands out in your mind, good, bad, or otherwise, over your career that you might want to share with the listeners.
Well, I don't remember what I did. I hope this is not the same, but it might be. But Whoopi John, we played the Brown Ballroom, which is one of the most beautiful ballrooms. No longer there.
Yeah.
In St. Paul.
Yeah.
And we set the attendance record And what it was the 50th year for Ruby John, and he had grown a beard, and he shaved his beard off on stage.
Oh.
And I don't remember the number of people, but it was over 2,000.
Really? My goodness.
At the ballroom.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. That's
an all-time record.
My goodness. Do you have any idea? Well, that would have been probably 50s yet, huh? Somewhere in there?
Yeah, late 50s.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's an awesome memory. Oh, my gosh.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And you mentioning the prom ballroom, a beautiful ballroom that it was. I've just heard about it. I've seen pictures, but I never got the chance to be in it. But you must have played a lot of other great ballrooms too then, huh?
Oh, yes. I mean, I'd have to say in the traveling that we did, Minnesota comes in first for ballrooms as far as, you know, not just beauty, but size and just the way they were handled. And it was fun playing in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
That was one of our fun places to go because everything was more up-tempo.
Yeah.
You know, they like to jump around a little bit faster in Wisconsin than Minnesota. And then going the other way, then it's crazy. But you went to Omaha or Nebraska, you had to slow way down. They didn't like to move that fast.
A little more Czech style out
there.
But
the ballrooms, there's no contest. Minnesota had so many beautiful ballrooms.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, wow. And there's just a handful of them left nowadays and not very active anymore. So it's sad.
No.
Our younger generation will never know what we experienced.
They'll never know what a great life it was for people and an inexpensive.
Yeah.
That's why it was inexpensive, and you could go and spend all night and dance, socialize, just sit there, have a drink, enjoy music, and I couldn't think of anything better.
And so many people met their partners for life at a dance. Wasn't that the way it was?
That they did.
Yeah.
That they did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Roger, we could go on and on. This has been awesome. And I told you the last time, the good Lord willing, you and I will do this thing again because we haven't even tapped the surface of, I know, your memories. You have so much history there. It's just awesome to hear it.
Well, I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Well, with that, we're going to let you run. Thank you again for taking time out, and we'll talk to you down the road sometime. I'll talk you off the air here in just a moment, but...
Okay, that'd be wonderful.
It's been awesome. Thanks, Roger. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All righty. And there he goes, Roger Schultz, our 272nd guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program, taking us 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have 26 degrees, our current temperature in Albany. Don't go away. We've got music by the Whoopi John Orchestra coming up in just moments. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, our 272nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play. And boy, what a great guest. Roger Schultz there, accordion player with the Whoopi John Band for a number of years. And boy, it's just awesome to hear all that history taking us back. I got in just on a little bit of that, but I know folks that are just a little older than me got to see Whoopi John, and they did come into the area. I remember hearing my dad talk about the Whoopi John Band coming into the St. Wendell Ballroom and some of the other ballrooms around the area. So, yeah, some great stuff there with Roger. All right, well, we're going to get into the music of the Whoopi John Band, and right now we're going to feature Whoopi John off of his Volume 7 CD. This was a recording from 1961 at the Marigold Ballroom, and it's one called the West Wind Polka. The Whoopi John Orchestra, and one called the West Wind Polka. Good stuff for you there by the Whoopi John Orchestra. Yeah, just visiting with Roger a little more on the phone. Just a tremendous fellow. Sure, looking forward to meeting him someday. You bet. Well, let's see. Here was a big number for the Whoopi John Band. Great recording. It's one called the St. Paul Waltz. The Whoopi John Orchestra. Thank you. The Whoopi John Orchestra, classic recording of the St. Paul Waltz. And just what Roger was talking about in the interview, that trombone in there, you can hear that come through so mellow and so beautiful. A great recording there, the St. Paul Waltz. And yes, on this Volume 7 recording of Whoopi John and the Band, on the front is a picture of the band. 1961, taken at the Marigold Ballroom in Minneapolis. And all of the band members lined up there from left to right. And I think there's 11 of them on the cover here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And one of them being the bus driver. So from left to right, it was Willie Stevenson, Don Burkhart, Arlen Knutson, Orrin Hager, Bill Bundy, Tom Nygaard, Bob Schroffer, Roger Schultz, Dennis Wolfert, of course, would have been the bus driver, and Patrick Wolfert, the drummer, and Edna Estelle, and she was the piano player, keyboard player for the band. So, yeah, great recording there. This would have been the years that this was recorded, was when Roger was playing with the band. Right now, here's a great polka tune. I like this one a lot. It's one called the Fishermaid Polka.
John Orchestra, one called the Fishermaid Polka, 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're at 26 degrees here in central Minnesota in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours, Dave Ebertowski and the gang. Yes, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet each and every week at this time. Turco, of course, with all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours. They do all of the big cities, the destinations like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. They do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota, and they do the casino tours to many of the casinos in and about our area, like the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, the Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota, and yes, the list goes on. Now, to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to receive a brochure, or to just plain be on their mailing list, give Dave and the gang a call over at Turco toll-free. It's 1-800-868-7261. 1-800-868-7261. Dave Ebertowski and the gang out of East Bethel, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. They'd love to get you on board the bus and take you, wine you and dine you, take you around the country. So they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. 26 our temperature here in Albany.
Here's a nice waltz tune, Whoopi John and the Band. It's one called the Angler's Waltz. Tune there by the Whoopi John Orchestra, one called the Angler's Waltz. Here's a nice polka tune. It's one called the Jet Polka.
Woo!
John and his orchestra with the Jet Polka. And boy, for those of you that are maybe just a little older than me, probably can close your eyes and think back of those great days at maybe the Granite City Coliseum or one of the other ballrooms in the area, or even down in the Twin Cities at the Prom Ballroom. Maybe we're there, maybe seen the people dancing to music like that. It just brings you back. Hearing that music brings you back to those great old days. Right now, here's a nice Landler tune. It's one called the Alpine Landler, the Whoopi John Orchestra. John Orchestra with a nice Landler tune there, one called the Alpine Landler. Taking us to 15 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're at 25 degrees here in central Minnesota in the final portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock, yes, wanting to and inviting you to join their traveling family. You'll have a great time for sure. And yes, looking at the upcoming tours for 2019, they're excited about the big International Farm Machinery Show. That's going to be happening in February, not that far away already. $6.99 per person, based on double occupancy. Sure to have a great time. They've got some big international trips like the Best of Ireland, the South American Adventure, the Southwest Circle Tour, all some great trips to get signed up on. Sixth Annual Spring Mystery Tour, that's in April. Two buses going to that trip. They're also going to do the National Quilt Museum and Quilt Tour to Paducah, Kentucky. The Ark Encounter to Berea, Kentucky. The 26th Annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation. Yes, for 25 years they've been doing this and having a great time of it. They have a pilgrimage tour coming up with Father Joe Hertzing, and that's going to be in August. 16th Annual Canadian Rockies by Rail and Motor Coach, and the list goes on and on. Lots of great tours, details still to come. Now to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, be on their mailing list to receive a brochure, give Laverne and Kim a call. They're standing by right now, 1-800-8255. 840-921-1. And you can visit them on the web, www.laverne'stravel.com. Laverne and Kim, they really sincerely want to wish you a happy and prosperous new year in 2019 and love to see you on one of their exciting trips. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Right now, we're going to switch CDs and move to what's called the Whoopi John Story, Volume 1. And some great music on this recording, like this one, the Clarinet Polka. John Orchestra with the Clarinet Polka. And boy, as you listen to that, you can hear the tremendous musicianship that was evident in the band through the years. Whoopi John had a history for doing some great schottisches. Right now, here's one called the Johann Pasnippen Schottisch. John Orchestra, one called the Johann Pasnippen Schottisch. Another great polka tune with the Whoopi John Orchestra, one called the Julita Polka. We'll be right back. The Whoopi John Orchestra, one called the Julieta Polka. Another polka tune that they did really well, one called the Barbara Polka. Older recording there by the Whoopi John Band of the Barbara Polka. And yes, not quite the amplification back in those years when they recorded, but when you listen to it, you can hear the tremendous musicianship that they had. Really, really good. And such a nice tempo. It just makes you feel like getting out there and dancing. We're coming up on 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're at 26 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. And we wouldn't be proper if we didn't do this one. It's Whoopi John's theme song, one called the Mohican Waltz. Thank you. The Whoopi John Orchestra, their theme song, the Mariechen Waltz. And yeah, getting calls, people telling me that they could listen to this all afternoon, just enjoying it, bringing back memories of the good old days. And yes, our younger generation probably will never experience this like we had the chance to, but some good stuff for you there for sure. The Whoopi John Orchestra wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.